Using an illustration from the from farming.
可以带从这个里头也看到他这个。
He says to the winnowing fork in his hand to clear the threshing floor to gather the wheat into his barn and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
这个神的手他拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽。
When they gather the harvest, the wheat harvest, what they would do is they'll take the tops off of the wheat and store into the threshing floor.
在这个收获季节的时候，农夫是用这个簸箕把麦子和糠抛到空中，然后把它分开。
However, there is a chaff. There's a parts of the wheat that are not desirable. There's a husk, there's a straw, and all those are harvested together.
如果是好的麦子的话，他们会被收在一起。
So at the threshing floor, what they want to do is take the fork and separate the good wheat, the kernels you want to keep, and everything else that's called chaff.
在收获的时候，这农夫就把这个好的麦子收在一起，然后。不好，这个糠啊，这个就把它分。
The wheat that they want to keep is stored into the barn.
这个好的麦子他们会收到谷仓里去。
The chaff they will burn.
这糠的话会被烧掉。
The adjective that John uses here, unquenchable fire. The unquenchable portion is not really necessary for his illustration.
约翰在这里讲这个不灭的火，其实对农夫来说并不是很直接的一个。
If you think about chaff is dry, it's small, it's easy to burn.
但是糠的话是很干的，而且是很容易被烧掉。
I think John's here taking the image of chaff as a useless, the wicked and evil, and he's saying all those who are not repentant tossed into a judgment.
约翰这里其实用糠来代表这个没有用处的，或者邪恶的。
This is a judgment of fire, and it's an eternal judgment. That's why he uses the word unquenchable.
所以他这个审判是一个，放在不灭的火中烧，所以是一个永远的审判。
We understand hell is the ultimate wrath of God.
所以我们知道这个地狱是个很是神愤怒，所以会对是个痛苦的地方。
And because we violated God's laws, we deserve this eternal punishment.
因为我们违背了神的命令，所以
some say,
所以神有这个到地狱的这个后果。
Some say the worst thing about hell is not the pain, the suffering.
有人说最可怕的关于这个地狱不是因为它的这个痛苦。
It's not the constant pain and burning, or even the darkness that's the worst part of hell.
不仅是因为这个痛苦烧着痛苦，或者是这个黑暗。
The worst part of hell is a lack of hope.
最可怕的是它没有希望。
It is forever.
因为是永远的。
Friday night, I was talking to a friend of mine who's been put in jail for assaulting police officer and for dealing drugs.
上个礼拜五我和一个朋友谈话，他因为涉及到毒品被关到监狱里去。
He described to me what jail is like.
他告诉我这个监狱是什么样子。
It's about 7.5 feet long. A jail cell is about 7.5 feet long by 3.5 feet wide.
他告诉我这个监狱的这个房间只有七尺半长，三尺宽。
In there you have a bed, you have your sink, and you have your toilet.
你有一个床，你有一个有一个马桶，还有一个水池。
You're surrounded by people who are in general hateful, loud, and caring about others.
你周围的这些人都是比较满怀恨意的。
And you're in there for and the smell is just horrible. You're in there for 23 hours out of 24 hours every single day. There's nothing pleasant about it.
没有什么好的那个地方。
And I asked him, what is manageable about this? How do you go through this time? And he says, there is that 1 hour where you are free to go out of your cell.
他说中间有一个小时你是自由活动时间。
1 hour you can go and play cards or make phone calls.
有一小时你可以出去打牌或者是打个电话。
And there's also the end of a sentence. You know that your jail term will come to an end.
你也知道当你这个服刑的期限到的时候你会被放出这个。
What makes jail manageable is the hope of that 1 hour and the hope of the eventual release when your sentence is over.
让这个监狱还有一点希望的是因为有一个小时的自由时间而且你最知道最终你会从监狱放出来。So
even though the punishment in hell is searing pain, the worst part is that it lasts forever.
所以相比之下地狱这个痛苦就是没有止境的。After
10,000 years in hell, the fire is not quenched.
即使过了十万年,这个一万年,这个地狱的火也不会熄灭。
You're no closer to finishing your serving your sentence than when you first started.
你永远没有尽头。
In light of this, he's calling that John is saying judgment is coming, and this is his warning.
所以在这里就约翰提到这个审判会到来。
So he starts in verse 7, says, "Who, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
是他说谁警告你们要被逃离这个神的愤怒呢?
And then one argument that he makes is he tells them to be careful not to depend on their background. Look at verse 8.
一个事情他提到提醒这些人是不要靠他们这个
So he tells them they must repent, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and he says, don't even begin to say to yourselves, you have Abraham as our father.
不要犹太人跟你说，不要以为你们是亚伯拉罕的祖先。So
the Jews thought they could escape the punishment, the wrath to come, because they were simply Jews. They were descendants of Abraham.
因为犹太人他们有个观念，就是说他认为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，所以他们神就不会对他们生气。But
John is pointing out to them that they need repentance. They need to repent of their ways, and they need. It's not their background that saves them, it's their repentance.
约翰跟他们讲,你们要悔改,因为不是因为你们的这个背景能够救你们。
If they don't repent and bear fruit, they will too will be thrown into the fire.
如果他们不悔改,不结出果子,也会被扔进火里。
I think some of us that grew up in church had the same kind of mentality.
有些我们中有些大家可能在教会里长大也会有一些类似的想法
That maybe we grew up in church since our days in nursery
因为我们的教会长大从小就是教会里面
That when we face judgment we'll say to God we're Christians
那我们面对人的审判的时候我们跟神说我们是基督徒
But John here once again is clear saying we do not repent if we do not bear fruit of repentance those things or background or history will not save us.
但是约翰只说如果我们不结果子不悔改的话对于我们的背景其实是没有用的。
We must repent of our sins.
我们必须为我们的罪负责。
Okay. Now, so we're going to explore what does it mean to repent?
什么是悔改呢?
The basic meaning of repent is simply to turn around.
基本的悔改意思就是说你完全转过向
Imagine if I lived in St. Paul
假设我住在圣保罗
And I work in Minneapolis
我在Minneapolis上班
And I'm driving to work on 94 and I head west
我在95的往西开到93班的地方去
Halfway there
走了一半
I remember today's Sunday
想想今天是礼拜天
And I should be heading to church
我应该到教会来
I will exit the freeway and turn around. This is the idea of repentance. It's a change in direction of how we see the world and the direction we're heading. And this is what must happen when we hear the gospel. This is what we must do. We must repent. So what is repentance? What must we repent of?
那什么是悔改呢? 我们从什么地方悔改？悔改什么呢?
We see that John was preparing the way for Jesus. So in verse 18, he says this. So as many other exhortations, he preached the good news to the people. So as many other exhortations, he preached the good news to the people.
他告诉他一个好的消息.
And this good news is what we call the gospel.
这个好消息就是我们所说的福音.
We know that John is preaching a message of repentance, but he's also giving the good news.
我们知道，约翰不光提到这个悔改的信息，也提到这个好消息。
We also know that John did not see the cross. John didn't see Jesus die on the cross.
约翰并没有看到十字架，他也没看到耶稣在十字架上受难。
However, we knew that John saw Jesus as the good news.
但是约翰知道耶稣就是一个好消息。
So in some ways, we have advantage over John. We have a better idea of what is good news that John was preaching.
所以相比之下，我们应该有更好的这个理解，因为我们看见。
We know the gospel is that Jesus is God and He died for our sins.
我们知道，福音就是耶稣为我们死，所以我们为我们的罪的缘故，他受死。
He rose from the grave.
他从死里复活。
And by believing in Him, we may have eternal life.
通过信耶稣，我们有永恒的生命。
This is truly good news, especially in light of the wrath of God that was coming.
这真的是个好消息，如果你想到神的愤怒即将来临的话。
That God sent Jesus to suffer in your place.
神把耶稣放在那里代替我们的。
So we must change our mind.
所以我们必须改变我们。
We must change our mind about sin.
我们要改变我们的对于罪的想法。
Because we're sinners, we deserve the wrath of God.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们当受神的愤怒。
We must change our mind about Jesus Christ.
我们也要改变我们的耶稣的看法。
That we must acknowledge that He is Lord and God.
我们必须承认他是我们的主。
And He died in your place.
他为我们受死。
And because of that, we no longer had the same direction. We no longer live in our sins.
所以我们再不会再像以前活在罪中。
We don't live to rebel against God, but we live for God. We turn around.
我们不再是背逆神。
We live to please. We live to please our Lord and Savior.
我们是过神讨喜悦，讨神喜悦的生活。
Our mind is no longer set on pursuing our own desires, but rather set on being obedient to God who saved us.
我们就不再是生活靠我们自己的愿望，而是顺服。John
is very clear about the fruit of repentance. Once we have repented, we ought to bear fruit of our repentance.
约翰对这个结果只有很明确的描述，就是我们当我们悔改的时候，我们也应该结出果子，和我们悔改的心相称。Verse
8 says, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance."
第八节写讲到要悔改，要结果子。And
he explains what that means, starting in verse 10.
他从第十节他提到这个意味着什么呢？结果子。
The cross asks him, what does it mean to bear fruit in keeping repentance? He shares them three things.
众人问约翰这个结果子到底意味着什么呢? 他提到三件事情。
Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none.
第一个是你和没有什么都没有分享你的东西。
And whoever has food is to do likewise.
对食物也是这样。
Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said, "Teacher, what shall we do?"
税吏呢，他们也问约翰，我们应该怎么做呢？
And his answer is to collect no more than you're authorized to do so.
约翰说，你除了立定的税目不要多取。
Soldiers also asked him, "What are we to do?"
这个兵丁来问他，我们应该做什么呢？
And his answer was, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages."
约翰说，不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人。
So we are to share with those who are in need.
所以我们要和那些需要的人分享我们有的。
We're not to take advantage of people.
我们不要利用别人,
but we're rather to be content with what God gives us.
我们要满,
These were ethics that were important to the people of God in Israel and important to us today.
这些原理不光是对当时以色列人用,
One way to tell if we're truly repentant is to look at the results of repentance.
一个呢看是不是你悔改了，是看要看看你这个悔改以后的什么结果。
If you say you accepted Christ,
如果你说你接受了耶稣,
If you say you are repented,
你说你悔改了,
How does your life look?
但是你生活什么样子呢?
Does it look any different?
你生活有什么不同的吗?
Do you still do the exact same things you did before?
你仍然和你以前做的是一样的吗?
You do them for exact same reasons.
你做同样的原因?
If so, you need to think about, were you really repentant?
如果是这样的话,你真的想一想,你到底是悔改没有?
Back to my illustration on the freeway, if I realized today was Sunday, but I kept heading west anyways,
回到我这关于刚才在这个高速公路开车的这个比喻,如果我意识到今天是星期天,但我还是往东开,
Did I really turn around? Am I really repentant?
我真的是在悔改吗?
Intellectually, I may know that I need to turn around, but if I don't do so, I don't actually turn around.
我也许心里知道我应该转一个方向，但是我并没有这么做。
It is clear that true repentance will always result in fruit. It will always result in changed lives.
所以说真的这个悔改总是会导致你在行为上有些改变。
But when I first accepted Christ, I had an immediate desire to learn about God and to know God's Word.
最初悔改的时候,你会有一个强烈的愿望,希望更了解神。
For me, there was an immediate fruit in my love for my neighbors and my love for God.
对我来说呢,我有一个马上的一个学,就是说爱神,爱我的邻居。
However, that path is not always smooth.
但是那个道路并不是总是顺利的。
I could easily tell you about the dark times when I struggle with my faith.
我们前面告诉你的时候，我也很困惑，对我的信仰。
When I constantly struggle with anger, lust, selfishness.
我也会从对我这个和我的脾气啊，和我的这个一些不好的习惯。
There are times even when I would search the scriptures to look for excuses to sin.
有时候我甚至在圣经里面找一些章节，我找一些借口让我去犯罪。
In those times, I had to confess to God of my sins and repent of my ways and return back to God.
那时候我必须向神忏悔，我做的是不对的，然后我应该悔改。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
With all true believers, He works through my weaknesses to produce fruit in keeping with my repentance, to produce fruit of the Spirit.
但是神不帮助我走过这一些的困难。
When I look back my last 20 years, I can see ups and downs.
当我回头看我的过去20年的话，我能看到我的起起伏伏。
But overall, I do see a change of direction. There's a change that I'm no longer living for just for myself, for my happiness.
但是总的来说，我能看到我的方向的改变。我不再是为我自己活，而是为神而活。
There's a change in the way I the direction I'm heading.
那个方向是有改变的。
And that ought to be for everyone. We all ought to see fruit of our repentance.
这个是就是我们可以接受果子的。All right.
Now there's a tie-in with repentance and baptism here that John makes very clear.
这个地方有一个在悔改和受洗有一个联系。
John was baptizing people in the Jordan River.
约翰是 在约旦河里面给众人受洗。
The word baptize means to immerse.
这个施洗这个词意思就是说把什么东西放在水里面。
What John was doing was not giving the Old Testament law.
这个约翰做的并不是遵守这个旧约的任何律法。
But what he was saying was that this is the idea of water clean. So when you immerse yourself in water, it cleanses.
所以他是说把你 把你放在这个水中的时候，你会洗净你。
So baptism is an external sign of something that happened internally.
所以这个受洗呢，实际上是一个对外部的一个显示。当你内心也真的有这种变化的时候。
For people who have repented of their sins, they have cleansed themselves inside.
如果他们如果人悔改之后，他们会想要改变自己，清洁自己。
Now the immersion in water is a symbol.
进入水中是一个象征意义。
It's a symbol that we can be bathed and be cleaned.
一个象征呢，我们可以被洗干净。
So John uses that symbol to show people who are repentant that they're truly clean.
约翰是用这个来告诉他的这个众人，如果他们被受洗了，他们就变成一个干净的。
But I think John is really looking forward also to another baptism.
约翰其实也是期待着另外一种的这个洗礼。
It's a baptism that Jesus provides.
是这个耶稣提供的一个洗礼。
It's a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
是用圣灵来施洗。
This occurs when a believer first believes, first repents.
是当一个信徒最初相信的时候。
Look at verse 16-17.
看这个第十六、十七节。
John says, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming. The strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位比我能力更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
When Jesus comes, he's going to baptize us in one or two ways.
耶稣给我们施洗是这种方式。
For the people who are not repentant, the baptism will be with fiery judgment.
如果对于没有悔改的话，这个施洗就相当于是把你放在火里。
Which parallels the unquenchable fire in verse 17.
就像不灭的火在十七节谈到的。
For the believers, for the ones who are truly repentant,We are baptized with the Holy Spirit into the church.
对我们接如果你是比相信福音的话，你就会被圣灵洗净。
So at the moment we believe, we become part of the church. We become immersed as into the body of Christ.
所以我们受洗之后，我们成为教会的一部分。
However, Jesus also keeps a symbol of water baptism.
耶稣也约翰也保持这个水用水洗礼的这个象征意义。
Water baptism remains today as a sign that we have repented and believed on Jesus.
所以用水洗礼的话是到今天为止仍然是一个我们的一个象征。
In fact, the Bible expects that all who have repented, who are baptized by the Holy Spirit, will go under water baptism to be immersed in water.
圣经教导我们，如果我们成为一个信徒，相信耶稣，我们应该接受水的洗礼。
It's clear that baptism does not save us.
但是很清楚的，这个洗礼并不能拯救我们。
It's our repentance that saves us, or faith in God and the gospel that saves us.
是悔改真的是拯救我们，或是我们的信心，在神的信心拯救我们。
But baptism is a command.
但是洗礼是一个。是我们觉知的一个过程。
And it's important because it's symbolic.
很重要，因为它是一个很有象征意义。
Symbols are important to us.
很重要的一个象征。
Symbols are important to our lives.
对我们的生活也很重要。
Think about a wedding.
想一想这个结婚仪式。
What's the bare minimum that must happen for two people to be married?
哪个是最至少要需要的，两个人是。成为夫妻呢?
Marriage is basically a vow between a husband and wife.
婚姻基本上是一个妻子和丈夫的一个誓言。
And through this vow or promise, the two become one in the sight of God.
通过这个誓言，他们丈夫和妻子成为一体。
Now, have you ever planned a wedding before?
你有没有计划过婚礼举行?
You know, it's much more than just two people in front of.God.
当然是不只是两个人在神面前。
Usually it takes 6 months to a year to plan wedding.
需要 6到10个月呢, 计划这个,
and it's not uncommon to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a wedding.
也是经常属于, 花很多的钱.
There are professionals whose whole job is to plan weddings.
有些人的工作就是专门帮人家计划婚礼.
So why all this work if the wedding is just a ball?
为什么需要这些结婚仪式呢? 如果结婚只是一个我们, 事情,
because symbolism is important to us. How we take the vow and the public display and celebration that is important to us.
我们把我们的誓言拿到公众场合向大家宣告是很重要的。
Can two people get married without a wedding celebration?
两个人可以结婚吗？如果他没有这个婚礼的话呢？
Would that marriage be valid?
那个婚礼还是会有效的吗？
Yeah, yes.
对,婚姻还是会有效的,
but many of us choose to go through all these rituals and symbolisms because it's important in our lives and our public celebration of such.
但是我们还是很多人选择经过这个婚礼这个仪式，因为这个是一个在对我们来说社会生活中是一个重要的一个。
This is the same with water baptism.
同样的道理，对这个用受水的洗礼。
Are we truly saved if we're repentant and not baptized?
如果我们受洗的话。 如果就会真的被拯救吗?
Yes.
如果我们真的是悔改的话，我们即使不受洗也会被拯救。
But the symbolism is important, and that's why it's commanded for the Bible that we be baptized in water if we are truly repentant.
但是这个象征意义很重要，所以我们要选择受洗。
So if you believer today are not baptized,
所以你如果是相信，但是还没有。
You're not being obedient to God's word. It is important that we proclaim to the whole world that we are repentant. And that we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to Christ. We made a vow when we repented of our old ways. Now we need to let the world know.
悔改的时候，我们是向世界做一个宣告。
So even though John preached to prepare the way for Jesus,
所以即使这个约翰只是这个为耶稣准备道路。
Many of the principles he teaches still important to us today after the cross.
主要的信息他给我们讲的是，
When to repent.
当你悔改的时候，
All of us were born heading the wrong direction, away from God.
我们所有人都曾经离开神，走向错误的方向。
We need to change directions. We need to turn toward God. Otherwise, we face a certain punishment from the wrath of God. We must repent. We must change our mind about who Jesus is. We need to accept this good news, the gospel. After this, we must be baptized.
这个之后呢,我们必须被,
what we confess to God at the time of repentance, when we repent, we have committed internally.
当我们接受悔改的时候,接受神的时候,我们必须内心觉知。
We need to do, by baptism, show it externally.
通过受洗,我们向外界宣告。
We need to make our profession of faith consistent with our actions.
我们要让我们的这个宣告和我们内心的一致。
And that's shown to the world through baptism.
这个是通过洗礼。
And then we must continue to live our lives consistent with the confession we have.
我们必须始终的如意的过一个和我们当时在悔改的时候选择的生活。
We need to always watch how we live.
我们也需要仔细地提醒我们生活什么每天生活。
Are we keeping fruit in keeping? Are we producing fruit in keeping of our repentance?
我们是不是在结出果子呢？和我们悔改的心意相符？
Do you live differently now than before you believed?
你现在是过一个不同的生活，和你以前完全不同的生活吗？
Does your wife or husband know that you live differently? Or your children?
你的妻子或者丈夫能够看到，或者你的孩子能看到这个变化和这个不同吗？
The fruit has to be visible.
这个果子必须是能看得见的。
It's not something that can be hidden.
不是,
Do you really believe? Have you really repented if you go 20 years without changing anything? Yes, we will make mistakes, and we all do. But we also must bear fruit. If we can't say we love God, if we can't say we love our neighbors more and more, if we continue to take advantage of our neighbors, how can we know that we're truly saved? Take time to reflect upon your repentance. Are you truly repentant? Have you been following through with God's command to be baptized if you are? And how consistent is your life with what you say you do, you believe? Thank you.
谢谢